Hi, everybody, and welcome to A Plus English. My name is Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Now, today we've got a very useful article for you guys. It's all about learning how to study.
How to study.
Study tips.
Boring.
Yeah, I know what you might be thinking. You might think, oh, here we go again. I know all this already. I just get the information. I read it. I memorize it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it, right?
But there's a lot more, actually, to studying than that. There are some smart ways. Now, this is all good stuff because there are some tricks that you can learn.
Oh, 没有错。其实我们有时候在念书上想说，哎，不是就是老师有教回家念书就可以了吗？不过其实念书还是有一些技巧。今天我们先来看一下一段 conversation。那当然呢，哎，有人就是要提供这个 study tips 的好方法。So why don't we take a look at today's conversation and find out more?
All right, let's find out more by reading through today's conversation.
Learn how to study. Tyler and Sabrina are leaving English class.
I just don't get it, Sabrina. I studied all night for that test.But I still didn't pass.
Did you get any sleep last night?
Not much. Why?
That might be part of your problem. You shouldn't cram the night before a test.
What do you mean?
You should take some time to study the subject every day. You'll remember more and be able to rest.
What else should I do?
Turn your phone off when you're studying. That way you can concentrate.
That's great advice. Would you help me make a study plan, Sabrina?
Pass. Charles didn't study, but he still passed the test. Subject. My favorite subjects in school are English and science. Remember. What is the new student's name? I can't remember. Advice. Follow the doctor's advice and drink lots of water.
Okay, the article starts off today by saying Tyler and Sabrina are leaving English class. So class is ended, they're on the way out.
Okay, 所以一开始我们先来看一下这个场景哦，就是有两个人，就是 Tyler 跟 Sabrina， 他们刚上完英文课 English class。
Tyler says, I just don't get it, Sabrina. I just don't get it. That means I don't understand.
Yeah.
What doesn't he understand? Well, he says, I studied all night for that test.But I still didn't pass. Has this ever happened to you? You study a lot, study all night, you work really hard, but you still don't pass the test. Now, pass is one of our first words for today. It's spelled P-A-S-S, pass. Pass here means you take a test and you do it successfully. So you get more than 50% of the questions right on the test. You pass the test. For example, Charles didn't study, but he still passed the test. Charles didn't study, but he still passed the test.
OK, 所以一开始呢，诶，大家有没有跟这个 Tyler 的情况很像？他说 Sabrina, I don't get it, 我真的不懂诶，我准备考试，准备了一整晚，但是我还是怎么样，不及格。我们先来看一下这个字哦，相信大家希望考试都可以及格通过，因为我们就可以用 pass,P-A-S-S 这个动词，但它的相反词呢就是 fail, F-A-I-L. OK, 所以比方我可以说 I almost didn't pass my French class this semester. 这个学期我差一点没有通过我的法文的考试哦。OK, or sometimes people might ask you, how did you do on the test? And 如果你考的是及格，大家可以说 Yay, I passed. 好啦，我们来看一下刚刚的例句提到的就是 Charles 他没有读书 but he still passed the test. 但是他考试还是及格诶。
Okay, so he didn't pass the test. He studied all night long, he tried really hard, but still didn't pass. He failed, just like Laura explained. He failed the test. Sabrina has a question. She says, did you get any sleep last night? Did he really just study all night and not sleep at all? This is an important question.
Wow, so Sabrina asked something that I didn't think about. Okay, so Sabrina, 她倒是问了一个不错的问题，她说，诶，你昨晚有睡吗？ And what did Tyler say?
Well, Tyler says not much. Why?
Yeah.
So he didn't sleep very much. He was mostly studying. He wasn't getting enough rest.
Okay, 所以她说，诶，睡得不多，可是她当然很好奇说，为什么要这么问呢？ And Sabrina says?
Sabrina says that might be part of your problem. Yeah, if you're studying all night, not sleeping,
right.
Probably not very good for you. She says you shouldn't cram the night before a test. Yeah, cram just means you just try to force a whole bunch of information into your head really, really quickly. It's not a good way to study.
Oopsie. Okay, so Sabrina 找到问题的真结点，她说，哎呦，这应该是你的问题哦，你不应该怎么样，在考试前一晚才怎么样。Cram 就是死记硬背哦，像是很多人他可能临时抱佛脚，最后才开始念书哦，你就可以说 cram at the last minute.That's really bad. I used to do that, and it's really bad for you, so don't do it.
Yeah, I think everybody has done that at least once. The night before a test, you cram, put all that information in there as quickly as you can, but as we're going to learn, it's probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
Tyler says, what do you mean? So he wants some explanation about this.
Right, so Tyler 就说, 哈, 那是什么意思呢? And Sabrina says...
You should take some time to study the subject every day. So you don't want to just put all that information in there really quickly at the last minute or the last night before the test. Just every day, study it a little bit. And you're studying the subject, which is our next word for today. Subject is spelled S-U-B-J-E-C-T, subject.A subject is an area of knowledge or learning that is studied in school, in college, or in university. For example, my favorite subjects in school are English and science. My favorite subjects in school are English and science.
OK, 刚刚 Sabrina 说了你应该每天都要读一点哦 You should take some time 这里我们先来看一下 take 或者是很多时候我们常会也会用 spend, cost 用来表示花时间啦或是金钱这样的意思哦那 take 刚提到就是花费其实它可以用来花费时间 OK, 那一般句型我们看到就是 It takes 某人多少时间后面接 to 然后再接原形动词我们来举个例子我们叫清楚了，像是 It took me an hour to write my homework， 意思就是哇，花了我一个小时来写功课哦。OK， 那其实 take 还有另外一种句型，我们可以用动名词当主词，然后后面接 takes， 再接人，再接时间。OK， for example， writing my homework took me an hour。同样也是一样的意思，就是说写功课花了我一个小时的时间。那另外一个 take 常见的句型就是人再接上 take。 再接时间，后面再接 to， 再接原形动词。比方像是 I took an hour to write my homework。OK， 好了，那 spend 这个字是用来花费时间、金钱，那主词只能是人哦。然后后面呢，如果你要接这个第二个动词，就只能用动名词的形式哦。比方像是呢，你可以用某一个人 spend， 然后再接时间或是钱，然后再接动词 ing。OK， 那如果你要说我花了多少钱买什么东西的话，你可以用 I spent， OK， 然后再接金额。注意要用介系词 on， 然后再接你买的东西，比方像是 I spent $100 on this top， 哇，这个上衣我只花了我100块耶。 OK， 那 cost 呢，它是价，就是本意是价值的意思，所以呢，哎，用于主词为东西的时候，当然呢也可以用在金钱上。 OK， 那 cost 很棒哦，它就是动词三态是不变， cost cost cost。OK， 那同样的，如果我要说，哎，这件上衣花了我100块，我可以用这样的句型，我可以用东西接上 cost， 再接上人，再接上金额。OK， 就是表示花了我多少钱。OK， this top cost me $100， or it cost me $100 to buy this top。所以后面我们要接不定词哦，大家清楚了吗？OK， so subject 当然就是科目的意思，像是刚刚就老师提的例句哦。啊，我在学校最喜欢的科目 ，my favorite subjects 就是呢 English and science， 英文跟科学。
OK， let's go back to the conversation now. And Sabrina, she was saying you shouldn't cram it all in at the last minute. You should study it a little bit every day. She goes on to say you'll remember more and be able to rest. So yeah, there's two benefits here, two good things.You'll be able to rest is one, so you'll get some sleep, you'll be rested, you'll have lots of energy for the test, and you'll remember more. Remember is our next vocabulary word for the day. It's spelled R-E-M-E-M-B-E-R, remember. Remember is a verb, and it means to be able to bring back a piece of information into your mind, or to keep a piece of information in your memory.For example, what is the new student's name? I can't remember. What is the new student's name? I can't remember.
没错，充分的休息才可以让你怎么样，有体力，而且还可以记得注意力，这个记忆力会比较好。我们来看一下记得的英文，就是 remember 这个动词哦。比方像是，哎，有时候呢，你可能会忘记说，哎，我把东西放在哪？ I can't remember where I put that book. Or sometimes you might say something like, sorry.I don't remember your name. That means I have forgotten your name. So remember 相反词当然就是 forget, 忘记咯 F-O-R-G-E-T. OK, 那刚刚的例句提到就是诶这个新同学 the new student, 他的名字是什么 I can't remember, 我不记得了。那刚刚我们还看到 be able to, 它就是能够什么什么这样的意思哦。
Tyler, he wants some more advice, so he asks, what else should I do? What are some more things that I should remember when I'm studying?
Right, so Tyler 接下来又要问这个 study 高手这个 Sabrina 说我还应该做些什么呢? And what does Sabrina say?
Sabrina says, turn your phone off when you're studying. Yes, this is especially true today with smartphones.They're always distracting you. There's always a message coming or something. So turn it off so you can focus on your studying.
Yeah, turn your phone off while watching our show. 好了，当你们在读书的时候，把你们手机要关机哦。OK, 这里我们看到 turn something off. OK, 当我们用 turn on, turn off, 哎，有时候中文我们说开电灯或者是开门，其实英文我们有时候是用不同的动词哦，那什么时候要用 turn on, turn off, 有什么时候要用 open, close, 当然要请教我们的 Magic Box 老师。
Magic Box, 找亮点。
Turn on your television and join me. 谣传江湖上流传着一支影片，看过的人必须马上传给其他七个人，不然在七天之后你就会英文实力突飞猛进哦。大家好，欢迎收看 Magic Box， 我呢就是东洋恐怖电影姐贞子 Dis， 今天呢特地从井里爬上来跟你一起练英文喽。 话说要见到呢真实我呢可是不简单哦。首先呢你必须要打开电视，这样子呢我才能够爬过去找你哦。刚刚呢一开头就说的 turn on the television， turn on the television， 打开电视。你们呢一定觉得奇怪，因为以前学过，哎，打开这个动作不是应该用 open 这个动词啊？ turn 不是转弯的转吗？例如呢我们开车的时候呢说 turn left turn right 左转或右转，那呢怎么说应该也是转电视不是开电视吧？哦、no 那呢你就大错特错了。Open 的打开呢是把东西打开的意思、哦、例如呢 Open the box 打开箱子， Open the window 打开窗户。如果呢你说 Open the television， 那呢就变成是呢把电视拆开，把荧幕拆开的意思咯。所以呢当我们说呢电器用品启动开关，这个打开呢我们呢就要用片语 turn on。 例如呢刚刚说 turn on the television， 或者是呢 turn on your mobile phone， 打开呢你的手机。而我们开关这个按钮呢就可以叫做 switch， switch 就是开关的意思了。所以呢你也可以说呢 switch on 就是呢打开电器用品，打开电视的这个打开了。那关上要怎么说呢？相对于 open， 你是不是想到了另外一个动词 close 呢？跟 open 一样， close 呢是用在真的把东西关起来的时候咯。例如呢 close the door， 关上门，或者是呢 close the book， 把书合上。那我们把电器用品关上应该要怎么说呢？相对 turn on， 你呢就可以说 turn off。 例如呢 you have to turn off your mobile devices when you are on a plane， 当呢你在飞机上的时候必须把行动装置的电源给关闭。 you have to turn off your mobile devices when you are on a plane。 mobile devices 就是呢行动装置，例如呢你的手机、你的平板，或者是呢你的笔记型电脑，这些呢就是 mobile device 行动装置。 turn off 呢就是关机哦，把电器用品关上的意思。那当然呢你也可以说呢 switch off。 好哦，最后呢我们复习一下，打开物品关上物品我们要用的组合呢是 open 和 close。 例如呢 open the window， close the door， 打开窗关上门。那当我们是呢电器用品要开关哦，启动电源或关闭电源的时候呢，我们就必须呢使用片语 turn on turn off。 例如呢 turn on the computer， 打开电脑， turn off the air conditioner， 关掉空调。那呢你也可以换成 switch on switch off。 所以呢下次看到电器用品上面写上 on 跟 off， 你呢就知道哪一个是打开，哪一个是关上了。
Before we left off, Sabrina was saying, shut off your phone, turn off your phone. Don't look at it, just make sure it's off. That way you can concentrate. If you concentrate, you focus on something. You're paying attention to something. So concentrate on your studies means you're only paying attention to the thing you're studying, not your phone, not the video games.Not the TV, not anything else.
对呀、啊，因为现在手机很方便，大家可能都会看 Facebook、Instagram 或者是 video games, okay, on your cell phone. Okay, 所以呢 turn it off, 要把它关掉，才可以怎么样 ？That way, 这样一来才可以 concentrate, 就是专心专注。
And Tyler says that's great advice. Yes, she has been giving him advice.All through the conversation. Advice is our vocabulary word as well, and we spell it A-D-V-I-C-E. Advice. Advice is an opinion that someone gives to you about what you should do or how you should act in a certain situation. For example, follow the doctor's advice and drink lots of water. Follow the doctor's advice and drink lots of water.
Wow, so Tyler 他非常开心，说哇，这是个好建议哦。建议忠告我们可以用 advice 这个字哦，不过注意哦，它是个不可数名词， you cannot say advices, it's uncountable. OK, 那比方像是如果你要请教别人，你就可以说 may I ask your advice about or on something? OK, 那当然呢，另外一个人可能说 sure, I'm always happy to give advice when asked for it. 那如 如果我们真的要说，哎，给我一个很棒的忠告，我们前面呢，哎，我们就可以接像是 some like some advice 一些忠告、一些建议的一个量词，或者我们可以用 a bit of or a piece of advice. OK， 好，那刚刚的例句我们看到的是 follow the doctor's advice and drink lots of water， 意思就是请你听这个医生的建议，并多喝点水呀。Yeah, you probably have a cold or something.
Next, he says, would you help me make a study plan, Sabrina? Okay, so he needs some help to make a study plan just to figure out how he's going to study for the next test that might come up.
Okay, 所以最后呢，他当然就问到一个很关键的问题，就是很多人可能很需要做这个东西，就是 Sabrina, 你可以帮我做个 study plan, 学习计划表吗? And that's something we're going to take a look at tomorrow, so stay tuned, but don't go away, we have our review time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, quickly for our review time, I'm going to give you the definition.
Okay.
You give me the word. Okay.
Yes.
This means to do a test successfully.
就是考试如果考了及格通过 pass, P-A-S-S.
That means pass, okay. This is something you study in school.
Something you study in school, English?
An area of knowledge.
Oh, okay.
Or learning.
Oh, okay, so 应该是科目吧 subject?
Subject, that's right.
Yay!
Okay, we've done two of the words. Mm-hmm. You guys can do the other two on your own. Quiz each other on the definitions and the vocabulary words.
Right.
That's how you study. That's how you remember.
Uh-huh.
We'll be back with more about studying in our next program. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Learn how to study. Tyler and Sabrina are leaving English class.
I just don't get it, Sabrina. I studied all night for that test, but I still didn't pass.
Did you get any sleep last night?
Not much. Why?
That might be part of your problem. You shouldn't cram the night before a test.
What do you mean?
You should take some time to study the subject every day. You'll remember more and be able to rest.
What else should I do?
Turn your phone off when you're studying. That way, you can concentrate.
That's great advice. Would you help me make a study plan, Sabrina?
Pass. Pass. Charles didn't study, but he still passed the test. Charles didn't study, but he still passed the test. Subject. Subject. My favorite subjects in school are English and science. My favorite subjects in school are English and science. Remember, remember. What is the new student's name? I can't remember. What is the new student's name? I can't remember. Advice, advice. Follow the doctor's advice and drink lots of water. Follow the doctor's advice and drink lots of water.